I have an addicted personality. I somehow get it in my mind that this particular way of acting, or this particular person, or this substance will solve all my problems and bring me to the promised land. What's worse, I'm also obsessive. That is, I believe that if at first you don't succeed, try again. I blame that on my mother, who probably got it from William Edward or Hickinson or maybe Thomas Palmer, if you believe Wikipedia. All these people cited are probably good Christians, but actually, I think they got it from Isaiah. In today's first reading from Isaiah, we learn of a new world where everything will be washed clean, and for those who are left, they will live under the protection of the Lord. Wow, what a thought. I hope for that day. Being the optimistic character that I am, I actually believe that day will come. That day has come. And Jesus actually tells us as much in today's gospel selection from Matthew chapter 8, that day has come. The centurion's son is cured, and Jesus doesn't even have to show up at his house. The centurion's faith has cured his son. With this assurance to those following him, Jesus says, "Amen, I say to you, in no one in Israel have I found such faith. I say to you, many will come from the east and from the west and will recline with Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob at the banquet of the kingdom of heaven." Lord, please give me the hope of that centurion so that I may believe in the psalmist's prayer.